Dwight hovered an inch above brown grass, inside a secluded pocket created by evergreen trees. Rain passed through him to turn the already muddy ground into spongy soup. The standing headstones, sheltered in this area of a vast Portland cemetery, all bore his family name, Evans. The death dates ran as early as 1893.
"He didn't even give me a proper burial,"
Dwight grumbled. Tiny bursts of color flickered over the surface of his ghostly mist as he gained power from a fresh memory. One swirl revealed the plaid of his red and black flannel shirt, another the dried blood staining his faded jeans. Yulia wished she could slap him. Her form remained bound inside his, and she had to humor him if she wanted to keep him from trying to dominate her again. Their psychic stalemate, his brute force matched against her wits, meant she could still accomplish her goals. First, she wanted her body back. Claire and her little witch boy had ruined everything. Twice. She'd knock Claire out of her body and take control of the boy. Dwight would deal with Justin, then he could handle whatever other knights still lurked in the area, if any. Then no one would know anything about her, and she could do as she pleased. She needed more power. So far, they'd spent time drifting through the local cemeteries, devouring a ghost here or there. In those early few days after Claire took Yulia's body, they'd found plenty. They'd lurked near a few hospitals and elder care facilities. The result had given them enough to gain control over one person. Yulia had yet to select and dominate that person. Somehow, Yulia needed to cause a great deal of death. The more people she could kill in one fell swoop, the better. She'd gorge on the power and take back her body. If she dominated a witch, everything got easier. To find a witch, she knew she could follow the local knight bloodlines. Some of the women had to have the gift. She recalled someone in Justin's family meddling with her efforts, which had destroyed all her plans after Claire died. Best to avoid his family. She didn't think she could look into Claire's side either, because the infuriating girl would probably notice. That left one clear option. "I have a new idea. How would we find Drew's extended family? Specifically, his mother or aunts?" Dwight rubbed his chin.
"The internet, I guess."
"I fail to see how fishing will help us locate people."
"What?"
"No, not a net, a computer. We gotta find someone who can use one for us. Maybe at the library. That was where Justin always did stuff for school. At least, that's what the brat told me." Dwight growled.
"Probably was really out running with that girl he married. I'm gonna enjoy dealing with her after I take his body."
Shying away from the idea of Dwight's repugnant plans for Justin's wife, Yulia chose to assume libraries had a different function than the ones in her time. They'd never included ancestries that she'd seen.
"To a library, then."
He'd proven more receptive when she acted deferential to him, so she added, "Please."
"Sure."
He drifted through the trees, startling a pair of joggers on the nearby path. The woman screamed, and the man fell to the ground. Laughing at them, Dwight kept going. At this point, Yulia had given up trying to convince Dwight to avoid being seen. He enjoyed violence too much to care. As soon as she regained her body, she planned to leave Portland to him. The world had plenty of space, and she wanted to see Antium again. If her home still existed, she would take it by whatever means necessary. They flowed down a street lined with skeletal trees. People rushed past with hoods covering their heads, not paying attention to their surroundings. Day by day, Yulia grew accustomed to this time. Everything about it had overwhelmed her at first. Fierce determination had won her what she'd accomplished so far. The building where they stopped looked like all the other buildings to Yulia. Dwight passed through a white wall and into a bright room full of books on shelves with some sort of vomit-colored floor covering. Modern people had odd ideas about aesthetic beauty.